welcome to another episode of Brown Girl Trending. This is your girl, Mira Hardin, and I'm here today with Lenore Herrera, who is a highly accomplished money mindset coach for women entrepreneurs. With a background in engineering and as the founder of AP Nannies, a successful multi-six-figure nanny agency, Lenore brings a unique perspective and expertise to her coaching practice. She's driven by her passion for empowering women. She's on a mission to guide women entrepreneurs in building businesses they love while cultivating a powerful mindset and effective strategies that yields results. I'm super excited to get right into it to find out her strategies and techniques for success is dedicated to helping women transform their relationship with money, elevate their businesses, and live a fulfilling and abundant life. Lenore, thank you so much for being on the show. I am so excited to get right into it because what attracted me the most to you is that you speak about the money mindset, and I love talking about money. I love talking about women getting that money. So yes. Tell me, what is money mindset? What is that?
Oh, Mira, thank you so much for having me here. That is very important for us, you know, for us women specifically, money mindset is very important. So basically, money mindset, it refers to all the beliefs that we have in regards of money, the limiting beliefs that we have, the way we were raised. We will be capturing all the beliefs from the people that was around us, like our fathers or mentors or teachers, you know, the society that we live, even what we were reading while we were younger, all that things make us or program us to believe certain things or particular, beliefs, basically. And that reflects on how we act, how we proceed, the actions that we take, all the things that we do are related to that mindset that we acquire while growing up. And of course, we can change it. That's a good thing. It's not something that it has to stay the way it is, but we have to make a conscious effort on just changing that narrative that we already have.
So for someone who grew up in a third world country or who didn't have a lot, there's that scarcity mindset, right? And it's so hard to get rid of, oh, I need to keep this in case, I need to not get rid of this in case, versus the abundant mindset, which I've learned. I have a cousin that I grew up with, and her philosophy, and she doesn't even realize it, is that, oh, I always get what I need in life. I just put it out there in the life and it just happens. And it's so frustrating because she's right. It always happens for her and it's so wonderful. But I'm always like, girl, how does this work out for you? She is just the luckiest person in the world. Yes. And then I look at people like, I won't say who in my family, but you know, she is a person in my family. She has a scarcity mindset where it's like, I need to hoard, keep, and do. And just, you never know. And I know that's completely crazy. And I know the other one is also a little crazy, but is it crazy? Because when you don't know any better, how do you get out of it? How do you get from point A to point B?
Yes, it's just not crazy, Mira. It's science. It is actually science.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you why this happened. And it's a reality for both of them. What happens is that when you are in a scarcity mindset, you are constantly focusing on the things that you don't have. So, for example, let's say that you, at this particular moment, do not have money to buy a brand purse that you want, for saying something. Okay, so you are focusing on, I don't have the money. I don't have the money. I probably will never have enough to buy that. And your scarcity mindset makes you focus on what you do not have. In the other hand, if you don't have that scarcity mindset and you're always thinking there's always more and you have an abundant mindset, you start thinking, okay, I don't have the money yet for that one, but if I do X, Y, and Z, I'm going to have half the money that I need to buy it. And then I can do this and this and this, and I'm going to have another $100 that's going to be three quarters of what I need, and then I can do that. You see, you start looking for ways to make it happen.
Well, how do you train yourself to do that if it's science?
Well, that is very important, because the only way to train that is you need to start making yourself aware that you have this, because believe it or not, we are not conscious about this. People that has a scarcity mindset, they don't know they have it. They
Yeah, it's true.
don't notice. And actually, I have a lot of people that approach me and say, I don't have any scarcity mindset. I don't have money blocks. I just don't. And then you start, yeah, it's because you're not paying attention. We all have them. The most, probably the most common question that I have, do you think I have money blocks? The short answer is yes, we all have money blocks. So the only thing that can help you is to, of course, you need to start looking for people that they have a different approach, they have a different angle than yours, and pay attention which one is serving better or which one is going to serve you better.
Right.
If I continue down this way with my scarcity mindset, am I going to get to where I want to go?
Okay.
Chances are not.
So
But
sorry to interrupt you. How did you learn about this stuff and how did you change it for you?
well, it is, you know what? I just didn't know that I have problems with my mindset. But I'm going to tell you what happened with me. Years ago, when I started, I have nanny agencies. So I help families find nannies. Back then, before that, I was teaching. I was a teacher, and I decided that I wanted to go into business. So I did my research, because I'm always being very proactive, and I'm always being, let's have the plan so we can do what we need to do. So I researched. I actually hired a lady that was already in the industry to help me build my first foundation for my agency. So I had everything in place, down to all the strategy, how to answer the phones, I mean, everything. And I actually hired magazines. It was several years ago. It was in 2007. So I hired magazines, and I actually, back then it was called Google AdWords, and I started using them. So I started getting calls almost immediately
Right.
from people that wanted to hire the service, from people that were looking for a nanny, but I wasn't able to close one call. I
Really?
wasn't able to get one client from all that calls. It would just not happen for me. So I was like, what is going on? I have all these systems in place, all the strategy together and everything. And I see that there's another agency, they're actually charging more and they're getting the clients. There's another one. It was not a new market. It was not something new that I was just discovering. There were other agencies already being profitable and doing great. But in my mind, I don't know how to communicate well, because you know what? My first language is not English. So they're ahead of me. And that one has a great network. So that's why she's making the sales and she's having clients. And that one had been so many years in business that that's why she can do it. And I will find tons of excuses for me not to be able to sell.
Wow, that's pretty powerful.
It was just, when I actually explain what happened, for me, it's like I can't even believe it.
So what changed for you though? Like, what was that moment or that switch that made you close your first deal and gave you that aha moment that this is how I do it, this is what I'm doing wrong?
Yeah. Well, even when I started closing sales, I was still in the same mindset, and I will have the scarcity mindset that, oh, I have new clients, but I don't know when it's going to come the next one. Maybe there's no more. Because the scarcity mindset it doesn't talk only about money. It talks about a lot of other things. Like in this particular case, in my case, there's not enough clients. And your scarcity mindset goes everywhere. For example, just check your drawer. How many white t-shirts do you have? You probably go and buy two or three because then maybe I'm not going to find the same one that I really love. Right?
Yeah.
Or maybe you go and buy two of the same lipsticks because it's a color that you really like. And what happens if they stop making that particular color?
Wow. Okay. I didn't think about
there
it.
There goes your scarcity mindset. It's not only about money. It's about not believing there's going to be enough of anything, of any particular thing that you can, you know, like, and you are in scarcity mindset.
So how did you change it?
So what I did, it was actually not something that I started on purpose. I remember that I started to read and just looking at how other successful people actually talk or how they actually, you know, basically see things different. But even then, I will look at them and of course, he or she says that because she's in a position where she is already making a big business. So she can say whatever, but that doesn't work for me. Right? But just start paying attention. And I cannot tell you an exact day when it clicked for me, but I started reading. I started just looking at other women having a business. I started looking at all other girls that were running nanny agencies and how they do it. I started to just learn how they conduct themselves, how they see things different. And I will, you know, just go and get together with other entrepreneurs that if they have different businesses and see how they do it. And just little by little, my mindset started to change. Until then, later, it's when I really started to get into, you know, the mindset, not particularly the money mindset, but in general mindset and neurolinguistics and all the things that help you. And the first person that I started to, follow really heavily, his name is David King. And he's an LP practitioner. He's a coach. And I started following. And that's how I started to change. So then, you know, I started to just change my mindset and see, okay, there's enough for me. There's enough for me and there's enough for everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I started to just do it. But I also want to say, this is very important. Your mindset is something that you need to work on a regular basis. It's not something that you set and forget. It's constantly showing up in different ways in your business, in your family life, in everywhere. Because as my mentor said, I actually took my coaching certification from Kendall Summerhawk, and she says that the way you do money is the way you do everything. And that means if you are, again, on a scarcity mindset, is not only related to money, it's related to almost everything. Not almost, to everything. Same thing, like, for example, people that has a scarcity mindset as well can show even in relationships with your significant other.
Really?
That you are always craving more time, or you are always, it's not that you don't want more time, but you are afraid that there's not going to be more time, which is a difference between loving being with your significant other and being afraid that there's not going to be more time together.
I've learned about scarcity mindset and I've learned about abundance mindset purely because being an entrepreneur, it's something that came on my radar.
Yes.
But as a woman, and a woman of color, we've talked about this. I sometimes feel like the rules are a little different for everything, right? Like the way, like I didn't have that money mindset growing up. I didn't have people empowering me to think differently, to start my own businesses. I didn't have that around me. I had more of the, we're here, do your thing and just do your part sort of mindset, which.
And stay quiet and be nice.
Yeah. Be seen, but not heard. Shame on, you know, like it's worked out for them. Right. But it's hard for people who grew up in that way with different cultural norms to break away from that and to break away from that and be the sole person doing that work when they're still around these people who have that mindset. So what would be your advice to, you know, other women out there who are working right now? Maybe they're entrepreneurs, maybe they're not, and maybe they're just doing what they're supposed to be doing to get that paycheck at the end of the day. And that's what they think they absolutely have to do. Yes. What would be your advice?
For me, one of the first steps is just be aware. And by being aware, I mean, be aware that there's other women that do things differently. And get in the rooms with them. Join the group of other, for example, if you're an entrepreneur, join a group with other entrepreneurs and see what they're doing. See what steps or how do they think or how they conduct themselves when you see a successful woman. So just be there. That's the first step. Because once you start looking that others are doing things differently and it's working better for them, that's when the change or the shift happens.
Right.
Because you start thinking, okay, you know what? I'm here. I'm a Latina and I don't think it's a way for me to make X amount of money. But okay, I'm looking at someone else that it's a Latina, it's making a lot of money. So I'm going to follow her. I'm going to see what she does. I'm going to see how she talks. I'm going to see how she conducts herself. And not because you want to mimic her or copy her. No, it's just because your brain is going to get used to see people like you doing bigger things.
Wow. Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, even going on this entrepreneurship journey before I started it, I was in media sales and I was always part of groups and things like that. And I definitely rose to success because I was around other people and I kind of lived and breathed and embraced what I was doing. Yes. So that makes sense. Also, it's called, for a lot of people who are listening, the fake it till you make it.
Yes.
Right? It's a little bit of that, right?
And it is a little bit of that, but the reality is, you don't even have to fake anything. You just have to pay attention. And then when you pay attention, you start filtering everything that you allow to come into your mind. Because you are in control of what comes into your mind. And that's powerful. When you realize that what comes into your mind actually affects all your actions, all the things that you do, all your beliefs, and your success as well, just are being very mindful about what you let in.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's important in life too. And I've learned to protect my own space and about what I let into my space and my time that's taking away from me working on myself and my business as well.
Correct.
Yes. It's kind of everything. It's not just the business. It's, you know, I have a son now and it's like the family time, the time for me, the business time. I do have the scarcity mindset that I don't have a lot of time to give out. And I'm okay with that type of mindset. But at the same time, I'm very picky and particular about, you know, going into the city, who I'm seeing, who I'm spending time with, how is it serving me? Because I used to just do these things to do it just to like check off boxes and be like, oh, I'm keeping up my connections is what I would say. But now I think, how does it serve me? Yes. How am I better from this meeting? How am I better from this lunch? How am I better from this phone call of catching up?
Correct. And what happens is that when you understand what's important, when you know what is important for you, it's easier to know what's not.
Yeah.
You know what's important. So all the things that are not important are easily, you know, noticeable. So you just discard them. Now, in regards of time, that's also a scarcity mindset. And don't take me wrong. I'm not here to say that time is it's unlimited, because it's not. It's definitely not. However, in regards of time, it doesn't matter how many hours you have to work, for example, in your business. What really matters is how you use that time.
Yep.
Many times you say, I don't have time, and you don't accomplish anything. But the 2 hours that you have to work on your business, you spend them trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, there are some weeks where I'm like, I did absolutely nothing, but I'm working and I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm doing things. I pick up all my work time. And then there are other times where I'm like, I barely worked this week, but look at all the things that I've done. So
Exactly.
definitely
Yeah.
a mindset thing. Yeah, it's definitely a
Yes.
mindset thing.
Yes. And stay focused and on purpose. And again, just as you say, knowing what it's important and just not entertaining all the things that are just not going to help you get to where you want to go.
Yeah, that's true.
I
It's
mean,
hard.
it is not easy and it's practice. That's why I say it's not something that you set and forget. It's something that you need a lot of internal work again and again and again and again. It's constant work. For me, for example, I have 15 minutes every morning working on my money mindset, every
Really?
single morning.
What does that look like for you when you have your 15 minutes to yourself?
When I have my 15 minutes, I usually read something and I usually journal a little bit as well. I
Really?
journal about what, how do I want to feel, this week, for example, if it's a Monday, I would say, how do I want to feel at the end of the week? How much money I want to make this week?
Wow.
And it's not about just hitting your money goals. It's about knowing that when you are on purpose and when you are working towards your goal, there's nothing else that it's going to send you out of track. You're going to be there, and sometimes you're not going to hit them, and that's okay. Because you know what? The road to point B is not a straight line. It can be a zigzag, and that's okay. But you stay powerful and you keep going.
Yeah. No, these are really, really great messaging. I know that you also do coaching as well as running your nanny business. For your people that you coach, do you coach the money mindset? What exactly do you focus on and how do you help them through it? Is there a specific technique? Is there a certain amount of coaching sessions that you do? Tell me about that.
Yes, it's very specific. So I work with what is money archetype. So it's your money personality. We see how you see things and how you handle money. No, there's no wrong or right. It's just to see your personality. And based on that, I help you to build a strategy that supports your personality in order to make more money in your business.
Wow.
And I have a framework in, I only have one program that it's called Propel. And inside Propel, I have a framework that it's called the ASE. And in there, we first describe or define where you are and where you want to go. But after that, we explore the opportunities that we have ready available for us to make money. And then, based on your personality, we build a strategy, and then we apply that.
Got it.
That's a bit, just a snapshot of what we do inside the program.
Wow. It sounds great. Well, I love it. I hope you continue to teach and help women everywhere, especially Latina women, Black women,
Yes.
brown women, women of color, or people of color. I think there's a huge need there. A woman in general. I think,
Yes.
I speak up a lot about money and women and the gender wage pay gap and all of the things. And it always comes down to one thing. If we don't acknowledge there's a problem and we don't ask for a solution and don't actively try to find a solution to our money problems or our lack of salary or XYZ, whatever it is, we're never going to get there. We're always going to
Yes.
be standstill and always going to have the same problem.
Correct.
So the money mindset is huge. It's huge.
It's big, and it's not only for us entrepreneurs, it's for all the women, just as you say. It's for everyone, but women in particular, we need that work, that internal work in order to uplevel our
Yeah.
mindset.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, is there anything that you're working on now? So you talked about Propel, you talked about your nanny business. Is there anything that you're working on or anything that you want the listeners to hear about that's new?
Yes, I actually would like them to know that I offer free strategy sessions for female entrepreneurs. So if you have a business and would like to get, some ideas on how to make more money in your business, they can schedule a strategy call with me. It's about 40, 45 minutes long, and I will take a look at what they're doing and give them very clear, specific things that I see opportunities where they can make more money.
Wow, that's really great. And that's for free? That's awesome.
It is a free strategy call, yes. And I can share as well, the link where they can just schedule that. And I usually offer two of that strategy calls per week.
Yes. So everyone, if you're listening and you want to get in touch with Lenore,
yes,
your Instagram's right everything. It has everything on your Instagram. So this is how you get in touch with her. So look at the show notes and that's it.
Make sure you show your support by subscribing to the podcast, leave a rating and a review. Let me know what you're thinking. You can also join my email list so you never miss an episode drop. Go to www.mirahardin.com, hop onto my website, sign up, or follow me on Instagram or TikTok.